Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 10, Text 12.
Vishvam
Vai Brahma
Tan
Matram,
Matram
Sanstitam,
Sanstitam
Vishnu,
Vishnu
Mayaya,
Mayaya
Isharena,
Isharena
Parichinnam,
Parichinnam
Kalena,
Kalena
Avyakta,
Avyakta
Murtina,
Murtina
Vishwangvai Brahmatan Matram,
Vishwangvai Brahmatan Matram
Sanstitam Vishnu Mayaya,
Sanstitam Vishnu Mayaya
Isharena Parichinnam,
Isharena Parichinnam
Kalena Vyakta Murtina,
Kalena Vyakta Murtina
Vishwangvai Brahmatan Matram,
Vishwangvai Brahmatan Matram
Sanstitam Vishnu Mayaya,
Sanstitam
Isharena Parichinnam,
Isharena Parichinnam
Alena Vyakta Murtina,
Alena Vyakta Murtina
Vishwam Vai Brahmatan Matram,
Vishwam Vai Brahmatan Matram
Samstitam Vishnu Mayaya,
Samstitam Vishnu Mayaya
Isharena Parichinnam,
Isharena Parichinnam
Alena Avyakta Murtina,
Alena Avyakta Murtina
Vishwam Vai Brahmatan Matram,
Vishwam Vai Brahmatan Matram
Samstitam Vishnu Mayaya,
Samstitam Vishnu Mayaya
Isharena Parichinnam
Isharena Parichinnam
Karena Vyakta Murtina
Karena Vyakta Murtina
Madadiva
Vishwam Vai Brahmatan Matram
Samstitam Vishnu Mayaya
Samstitam Vishnu Mayaya
Isharena Parichinnam
Isharena Parichinnam
Karena Vyakta Murtina
Karena Vyakta Murtina Vishwam Vai Brahmatan Matram
Samstitam
Vishnu Mayaya
Isharena
Parichinnam Kalena Vyakta Murtina
Vishwam
Vishwam
Material Phenomena
By
certainly.
Certainly.
Brahma,
Brahma
the Supreme.
The Supreme.
Tat Matram,
Tat Matram
the same as.
The same as.
Sangstitam,
Sangstitam
situated.
Situated.
Vishnu Mayaya,
Vishnu Mayaya
by the energy of Vishnu.
By the energy of Vishnu.
Isharena,
Isharena
by the personality of Godhead.
By the personality of Godhead.
Parichinnam,
Parichinnam
separated.
Separated.
Kalena.
Kalena,
by the eternal time.
Avyakta,
unmanifest.
Murtina,
by such a feature. This cosmic manifestation
is cosmic manifestation.
This cosmic manifestation is separated from the Supreme Lord, as there's no need for repeating. This cosmic manifestation is separated from the Supreme Lord as material energy by means of Kala, which is the unmanifested, impersonal feature of the Lord. It is situated as the objective manifestation of the Lord under the influence of the same material energy of Vishnu. Purport. As stated previously by Narada before Vyasdev, Idam hi Vishwam Bhagavan Ivetra, this unmanifested world is the selfsame personality of Godhead, but it appears to be something else, beyond or besides the Lord. It appears so because of its being separated from the Lord by means of Kala. It is something like the tape-recorded voice of a person who is now separated from the voice. As the tape recording is situated on the tape, so the whole cosmic manifestation is situated on the material energy and appears separate by means of kala. The material manifestation is therefore the objective manifestation of the Supreme Lord and exhibits his impersonal feature so much adored by impersonalist philosophers. Om Ajnanati Miran Pasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Nidham Yena Dasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamaiham Tathati Shakalantikam Andeham Shri Guru Shri Lika Palakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Shagrajaram Sahagana Gaganatantatastam Sajivam Shadvaitam Sabadhutam Padayamasaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishnaparadam Sahagana Lalitam Shri Vishakandatam Shri
He Krishna, Ramana, Sindhu, Dina Bandho, Jagatpate, Govesha, Gopa, Danta, Radha, Tanta, Namosule, Tapta, Kanchana, Gogadhi, Radhe, Vrindavan, Shasari, Rishabha, Sute, Devi, Pranamami, Hari, Priye, Vancha, Gopa, Jagatpate,
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Vishvam Vai Brahma Tan Matram Sangstitam Vishnumaya Isharena Parichinam Kalena Vyakta Murtina. The two important items are described here. One is the universe itself. And the other is time. We find ourselves in the midst of these two. We live in this material universe, and we live within the jurisdiction of time. An intelligent person will ask why this material universe exists, where does it come from, what is it actually? It's a very mysterious thing, yeah. Very mysterious thing. Why everything is the way it is. Very mysterious. Could this be put by the door or something? This agarbatti. Otherwise, I'm going to be breathing agarbatti for an hour. One will ask, what is this world actually? Where does it come from? And what is time? Hardly anyone asks that question except perhaps children and physicists. Children are naturally very curious. They might ask such a silly question as, why should there be time? Why can't the world not have time? Why does there have to be time? such a silly question only a child will ask. Or a physicist. A physicist will also inquire, what is this time? Why? It's a very mysterious thing. Why should time be a variable? Why should time be in the picture at all? And how? Why is it there? So either a child or a very intelligent person will ask such questions. Otherwise, everybody else is just working hard. Where is money? Where is money? Where is money? And they don't think about these questions. But children and physicists, children and philosophers, they can ask these questions. Vishwam, vai. So what is this cosmic manifestation? The materialists think it's just stuff. It exists because it grew out of itself. Matter is all there is, and it developed in such and such way. But they can't really say why it exists. They can't say where whatever originally there was came from. They're blank on these things. And sometimes there may be people, they say, oh, the universe comes from God. God created the universe. And they think that God, the universe is just kind of a spin-off. God just creates it the way that we build a house and spins it out so that it's something completely separate from God. God creates it and then kind of tosses it out there. And what does he create it from? He creates it from nothing. And then he, which he can do, he's God. He creates it from nothing, and then it's out there. So God is here, and the universe is there. That's the conception they have. But here, Srila Prabhupada quotes from elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, from the first canto, where Narada tells Vyas, Dev, Idam hi Vishwam Bhagavan Ivetara. Idam hi Vishwam, this cosmic manifestation, is not different from Bhagavan. It's not different from Bhagavan. And this conception is mentioned in many places in Srimad Bhagavatam and elsewhere also. Sarva Kalavidam Brahma. Whatever there is Brahma, Brahmatan Matra. Matra means simply. The cosmic manifestation is simply Brahma. It's only Brahma, the Absolute. Or Brahma means Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that wherever we see this word Brahma, we should understand Krishna. Om Tad Brahma. When there is Brahma, the Absolute, that means Krishna. So, Sarva Kalavidam Brahma, everything is Brahma. Everything is not different from Krishna. Because everything is Krishna's energy. Parasya Shaktir Vividaiva Shruyate. And Vishnu Shakti Parapokti. Everything is Krishna's energy. And Shakti Shakti Matayorapi. There's no difference between the energy and the source of the energy. Just as we have the sun, we have the sunlight, and we can't separate them. We can't say, well, over here we have the sunlight, over here we have the sun. It's true, the sunlight is in our room, but the sun planet is quite far away. But still, the sun is present. You can't have the sun without the sunshine, you can't have the sunshine without the sun. And if the sun is present in our room, then the sun is present. So there's no difference, ultimately, between Krishna and Krishna's energy. And yet, they're also different. Otherwise, we couldn't talk about these distinctions, how it's separated from the Lord, how it's situated. If everything is absolutely one, kaivala-dvaita, then you can't make distinctions. You can't make distinctions. You can't say, this is my wife and this is your wife. Everybody's one. You can't even say, not only no difference between my wife and your wife, but no difference between me and my wife, or my wife and my child, or my wife and the skyscraper, or the skyscraper and the tree, or the tree and the glass of water. Everything is the same. But we see that everything is not the same. There are distinctions. Someone's wearing red sari, someone's wearing a purple sari, someone's wearing orange sari, someone's wearing half the room, they're not wearing saris. Everyone is different. Everyone is different. And yet, everyone is constituted of one energy. Sarva kalavidam brahma. We're also not different from the absolute truth. And yet, there's a difference. There's a difference. Otherwise, why am I suffering in the material world? If there's no difference between, well, because I'm in illusions, so I've forgotten that I'm, well, what kind of nonsense absolute truth are you that you've forgotten? So, Mayavadi, absolute oneness runs into trouble, where there's only oneness and nothing else. And anything, any individuality violates that oneness. Come. Hare Krishna. Yeah, you need to be like one slot over, because okay. Any individuality somehow violates the principle of oneness. That doesn't work. We need to acknowledge oneness, and we need to acknowledge difference. Both. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established achintya bheda bheda, simultaneous oneness and difference. So here the oneness is described. Vishvam vai brahma tanmatra. The entire universe is nothing other than the absolute truth or Krishna. The Prophet said, if you're sitting on the floor, you're sitting on Krishna. If you're breathing the air, you're breathing Krishna. If you're whatever we see, whatever there is, that's only Krishna. Vasudeva sarvamiti. There's nothing other than Vasudeva, Krishna. Of course, to see that, one has to be a Mahatma, sa Mahatma Sudeva. Or anyone who sees that, he's actually a Mahatma. Vasudeva sarvamiti. So Vishvam vai brahmatan matram sanstitam. And how is it situated? It's situated parichinna, separately. Chinna means actually means torn apart. Parichinna, separated. Separated. In the Bhagavad Gita, Dinna prakriti rashtadha. Krishna says these eight material energies of mine are separated. And Srila Prabhupada gives the example of separated, that the voice is recorded and then it's separated so that you can play it back someplace else. So it's the same voice, suppose if I'm speaking, so it's my voice, but when it's captured by the recorder, so then you can play it back without me. Still I'm present by the voice, but I'm also absent. Matstani sarvabhutani nachaham tesha vastita. Krishna says, everything is on me and still I'm distant. Tadure tadvantike tadantarasya tadsarvasya. Hu sarvasyasya vai. So, everything is separated. How is it separated? Vishnumaya. By Vishnumaya, the Lord's energy, everything, that means this material cosmic manifestation, is separated from the Lord, or appears to be separated from the world. What is that Vishnu Maya? Kalena, by time. Time is a very mysterious thing. Time is a very mysterious thing. It's all-powerful. For those who don't accept an all-powerful supreme, here's the all-powerful supreme. No one can slow down time. No one can stop time. No one can deny time. Time is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Kalosmi, Krishna appears in the form of time. Kalosmi, and what is that? Shayakrit pravridho, like that. Krishna says, I appear as time and I destroy everything. Kshayakrit. I come and destroy everything. Time is destructive in the material world. It's creative. Just like a child requires 9 months to be born, you can't. Without time, there'll be no birth. So time is needed, time is creative, and time is also destructive. And you also need time for maintenance, that's also time. We'll stay here for some time. Without time, you couldn't stay. So time starts everything, time maintains everything, and time ends everything also. They say Vishnu, Brahma, Maheshwar, but finally everything is under the control of time. Brahma creates everything in time, and at the proper time Lord Shiva destroys, and Vishnu of course is maintaining during time. The whole world is functioning under time. Without time, nothing goes. You put some water on the stove, without time, it won't boil. There has to be time. There has to be time. Has to be means there is. There doesn't have to be. In the spiritual world, there's no such time, past, present, and future. There's eternal present. What is that like? We'll never figure it out. We have no experience. There's sequence, but there's no time. That's beyond our experience. Something like the light for the bugs who are born at night and die at night. There's no way of explaining the daylight. They have no experience. And if you try to convince the bug that there's this thing called daylight, he'll... You're being unreasonable. Because it's beyond his experience. Anyway, within our experience, there's past, there's present, and future. Avyakta Murtina. Jagat Avyakta Murtina. What is that? In the Bhagavad Gita? Mayata Tamidam Sarvam. Jagat Avyakta Murtina. I'm everywhere. In my avyakta murti. Avyakta means unmanifested. No one can see time. We speak of buying time. I need to buy time. But you can't actually buy any time. Even if you have millions of dollars, you can't buy a moment of time. Property is valuable. It's always going up around here. But time is more valuable. But that they can't control. Maybe they can control for some time some property. But time they can't control. Even the property is not fully under their control. If Krishna desires, there can be an earthquake, there can be a volcano, there can be a tsunami, and your property can disappear. That's also there. But time, you can't in any way get a hold of. But why? This time is Krishna. Avyakta Murti, in an unseen teacher. Even for the person who's not philosophically inclined, time is stealing away the days of his life.
that's also mentioned in second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that for those who are not engaged in Krishna consciousness, every time the sun rises and every time the sun sets, another day of his life has been lost. And he doesn't see how the days are disappearing. He's thinking he has so much time. Just like Prahlad Maharaj's friends. Prahlad said, now you should take up Krishna consciousness. Maybe you want to move up a little bit, because we have lots of, we're selling valuable real estate here. Prahlad said, now you should take up Krishna consciousness right away. They said, look, we're kids, let's play. Why do we have to do this now? This is for old people. When we're old, if we like, we'll have the time for this. And Prahlad Maharaj said, you don't have any time. If you're going to live 100 years, half your life is already gone because you're wasting it sleeping. Out of that, you're going to spend so many years in childhood, and youth and young boys become interested in young girls, and you lose your time that way. Then married life, and you're busy working and maintaining. And then old age, you have no energy left. So where's the time? The days are passing away without our noticing. Especially those who are too much engaged in sense gratification. They don't even notice how the time is passing. And then finally time is gone. And there's nothing they can do. But people don't accept that there's a supreme controller running the universe, because they don't see him. Show me God. I want to see God. Show me God. Otherwise, I reject God. But God is avyakta. He's not manifest to anyone and everyone. Naham prakasha sarvasya. Yogamaya samarata. He's covered by yogamaya, covered from our view. But the person who's thoughtful can see that there is supreme control. Under the control of time, everything is the mountains are wearing down by the influence of time. Great trees are growing up under the influence of time. My whole life is going on under the influence of time. The sun is rising and setting exactly under the control of time. Everything is going on by time's control. Time, you know, why should the sun make a circuit in 24 hours? Why not one day, you know, why not erratically, 23, 22, 14? Exactly. You can set your watch by it. Exactly, the sun is moving in obedience to the order of time. Yas yagnaya brahmati samvritta kala, kala time, the orbit of time. Why? Yes, yajnaya. By the order of Govinda. By the order of Govinda, under the influence of time, everything is going on. Avyakta murti. But not seen. Not seen. But what is time doing? Time is separating this material world from its apparent existence. From its actual existence as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's creating the impression that we're dealing with something different. Actually, we're dealing with Krishna. But time acts in such a way, Vishnu Maya acts in such a way, that we think, no, this is something separate. Even in the extreme case, which is the usual case in the material world, we're thinking, this is mine. This is my property. I paid so many dirhams, and now it's my property. This is my car. This is my house. This is my wife. This is my this. This is my that. I'm thinking it's mine. Not only is it separated, but it's mine. We can further separate. This portion is yours, this portion is mine. This country belongs to you, this country belongs to me. This property is yours, this property is mine. We take this separated energy and separate it more. And we're thinking, mine. But we're under the control of time. The property which was supposed to be mine will be taken away. Before it wasn't mine, later it won't be mine. And under the influence of illusion, now I'm imagining that it's mine. But it's not mine. Rather, the property and I myself both belong to time. This building will be finally thrown in the dustbin. It will be reduced. They'll call a crane and smash it all to powder. And I'll also be, this body will also be smashed to powder. Why? By time. By the influence of time. I'm saying this building is mine. This apartment is mine. But both of us are under a higher power by which the building will be smashed and my body will also be smashed. But I'm saying it's mine. Well, both of them belong to time. I say it's mine, but time says no. It's mine. And time appears in different ways. Time appears in the form of fire. Finally, the body is claimed by fire. Or the body is claimed by worms, or the body is claimed by the vultures. These are all time. These are all the manifested representatives of time. Time comes and says, all right. So, avyakta murtina, not seen, but factually existing. Any equation you do, any calculation you do, you have to figure time. If you make a budget, there's always one axis has to be time. Where so much money is going to have to be spent over so much time. This much per month, this much per year. When a scientist does his experiment, he says, this will, there'll be a loss of pressure over so much time. This much, then this much, he makes his graph. He has to take time into account. Anything that you want to do, any project, anything, you have to take time into account. You want to get to the airport, you have to take time into account. And there are so many ways that our time is being stolen. Now traffic is taking our time. Yes, you can create an automobile, but at the cost of what? At the cost of time. You'll have your convenience, something, you won't have to walk, but it's actually at the cost of time. You'll be saving time, but in the end, finally you're losing time, and finally you're losing your whole life. Lifetime. I'm working so hard for having a nice car and this and that. But finally, I'm saving time. I'm purchasing this, I'm purchasing that, I'm saving so much time. But finally, our whole time is lost. So, time is very powerful, and it sneaks up, vyaktamurtina. And the whole world, by means of time, seems separated from the world. Seems separated from the Lord, although actually the whole world is nothing but the Lord Himself. Therefore, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, what is that? Stavara jangama deki na deki tarmata. The
person in full Krishna consciousness, he sees things, but he doesn't exactly see the things. He sees Krishna. He sees a tree, but he sees that the trees, this tree is made of so many elements, which are the external energy of Krishna. And within the tree is the spirit soul, which is the superior energy of Krishna. So what is the tree? It's nothing but Krishna. In this way he sees everything. He sees Krishna everywhere. Yomam pashyati sarvatra, sarvam cha mayi pashyati, tasyaham na pranashyami, natcha me. What is that? Satcha me na pranashyati. For one who sees Krishna everywhere and sees everything in Krishna, Krishna says, I'm never lost. And he's never lost to me. So why are we reading? What do we care about time? What do we care about the cosmic manifestation? It's Krishna. We want to understand Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. We want to understand Krishna with the gopis. We want to understand Krishna Lila. But we won't understand until we understand who Krishna is. Who is Krishna? This whole universe is not different from Krishna. Time itself is not different from Krishna. That Krishna is dancing with the gopis. That Krishna is playing as the Yashodananda. That Krishna. Not Krishna as an ordinary boy, or Krishna as a hero, or Krishna as this, that. That Krishna, who's non-different from the entire cosmic manifestation, that Krishna is crawling in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj as a child. That Krishna is playing the Vrindavan Leela. That same Krishna. This we have to understand. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami is presenting in Srimad Bhagavatam systematically, so that we'll actually understand what is Bhagavan. When it's said that Krishna is Bhagavan, what does that mean? Krishna is. That he'll explain throughout 9 cantos, so that when we get to the 10th canto, Krishna's pastimes, we'll get the actual appreciation. We'll get the actual appreciation. Who is this Krishna who's doing these wonderful things? That understanding we have to cultivate by this studying the Srimad Bhagavatam, so that we'll understand who is Krishna, what is our relationship with Krishna. We're thinking now, all right, Krishna is doing something over there in Vrindavan, but Krishna is present everywhere. Krishna is not different from anything. That also they find in the Vrindavan Leela. The Vrindavan Brajvasis are seeing Krishna everywhere. And Krishna is also instructing them that actually I'm present everywhere. So to understand these things, it's not just a simple thing. Krishna is dancing, Krishna is playing his flute. That's a fact. But in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto also, we find so much philosophy. It's not simply thrown in there because the sages were philosophical and they wanted to say, add some, you know, like a scholar, he has to speculate, otherwise, you know, what is he doing? It's not that the sages had nothing better to do, but they actually wanted to explain what is going on in Vrindavan Leela. Who is this Krishna? And what is our relationship with Krishna? And how do we cultivate that relationship? How do we achieve love for Krishna? All of these topics they're giving us. So for that, we need to hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Then these things will all be possible. All right. Who has a question this morning?
When we are talking about Krishna or his pastimes, is that material time counted? When we are talking about Krishna.
Yeah, that's also in Bhagavatam. It says that every time the sun rises and sets, it takes away a day of your life, or a day of the life of everyone except the person who's engaged in chanting the glories of the Lord. Time is subtracting a day. Every time the sun sets, another day is gone. But for the Krishna conscious person, the day is calculated in the profit column. For the non-devotee, it's loss. Now you have one day less, and pretty soon you'll be down to zero, you'll be finished. But for the devotee, he's one day closer to Krishna. So it's gain. It's gain.
One day minus here means one day closer to the Krishna here.
Yeah. One day minus here, when there's Krishna consciousness. Otherwise it's just minus. Krishna consciousness means bhakti yoga. When there's yoga, there's plus. Otherwise it's minus, viyoga.
This time is imperceptible, but we realize for momentarily, but we don't realize it all the time.
Yeah, we get some
momentary realization.
Yeah, therefore it's cultivated. Sometimes we're Krishna conscious, sometimes we're not, sometimes, so we have to cultivate that understanding, that awareness that Krishna is there at all times.
Is it because we are also pressed by the materialistic way also? Because so long we are here, we are here. And once you go out on the road, you should be conscious about the while we are on the road. So maybe we forget that moment that this Krishna consciousness, you should be aware of that we are on the road.
Yoga karma sukoshala. It's not that here we gather and we remember Krishna, and then we go out and we have to think of the road only, and so we can't, we stop thinking of Krishna so that we don't get in traffic accidents. Krishna says, Mam anusmara yujyacha. My dear Arjun, you think of me and fight. Both. This is yoga karma sukoshala, the art of working. Working in such a way that our mind is not off the work, but our mind is also not off Krishna. And Prabhupada gives that example, the wife who has some lover. So she's always very attentive in her housework so that her husband won't find out. But her mind is completely, at the same time, on the lover. So that's lover consciousness in the material world. So if it's possible materially, then it's possible spiritually also. So drive your car and think of Krishna. Not that the driving becomes compromised. You can't properly drive, or you're inattentive about your driving. But at the same time that you're driving very carefully, you're thinking of Krishna. Just practical thing. Suppose someone is driving Prabhupada to the airport. Well, they're driving more carefully. Not that they're thinking, oh, Prabhupada is here, so I just have to think about Prabhupada, you know, in some abstract, sentimental way. Thinking about Prabhupada means driving very carefully. He's driving every day, but when he's driving Prabhupada, then he has to, he's hyper aware that I have to drive very nicely. Not less aware. So if one is always conscious that I'm doing Prabhupada's work, I'm doing Krishna's work, so then I have to drive nicely, then the consciousness is simultaneously doing his work, but he's thinking of
time is calculated on the soul with the subtle body and including the time, the total time of that body will be calculated, right? But the
subtle body means what?
Means the force, ego, intelligence and mind. When once leaves the body, it will carry over to the soul. And the other body, when you take with the kala will calculate it with the subtle body. But the time will be changed depend upon this subtle body?
No. Time is objective, but we experience it subjectively.
Time is what it is. Time is absolute. But we experience it relatively. Someone is having a good time, so for him the time is flying. And someone is having a miserable time, for him time is crawling. The person who's having a good time looks at his watch, he says, where's the time gone? The person who's miserable looks at his watch and it's 7:29, and then after a long while he looks at his watch and it's 7:31. So subjectively we experience time differently. But time is absolute, because time is Krishna. So time is absolute. But we're experiencing it relatively.
No, my question is not that. Suppose one body has been taken by the soul, and that particular body, the time is, eternal time is calculated for that body. It is depend upon the subtle body?
Is the time calculated, when you say calculated, do you mean how much time he'll get?
That body destroy that body.
Yeah, the body gets a certain time. You can say according to your subtle body. Subtle body means, in the subtle body, everything is there. Your past experience, your past account, everything is there. The soul has got some account associated with it. This much punya, this much pap. And accordingly, the next body is fixed. Not exactly determined by the subtle body, because the subtle body is helpless. Avasham prakatarabasham. He's under the rule of time. So he can't say, well, I'm going to have, by positive thinking, I'll have more time. Think as positively as you want, but time is in control, not your subtle body. Not that by thinking such and such a way, I'll get more time. Time is fixed.
Time cannot be edited again.
Cannot be edited?
Edited again. On that fixed body. On that body.
Of course, Krishna can add, if he likes, a thousand years to your life.
I'm not telling about devotees. Because Krishna can be edited. Only Krishna can be edited.
Krishna can change everything. For the devotee or the non-devotee, he can subtract time, he can add time, he can change everything. But the person in the world, he's controlled by time. He may think, I'm saving time, time-saving devices, time-saving strategies, time-saving this, time-saving that, make the most, but actually it's time where by positive thinking, I'll be more healthy, and I'll live longer, but actually it's fixed. He thinks positively so that he'll have a more healthy outlook and he'll live longer, and he gets run over by a truck. It's not within his control. Not within his control. He lives very, very nicely, eats the right things, does the right things, exercises, and some small thing, you know, he gets hit by something, or he falls off a chair, or this or that, and everything changes. He's thinking that he can do it, but it's not actually under his control. There's a power that's actually in control. And we're playing, but actually, time is in control. No one can outfox time. No one can outwit time. No one can escape time. But cooperating, make the most of your time, means surrender to Krishna. If Krishna is time himself, if I'm the servant of Krishna, I'm under the control of Krishna. So I should be voluntarily under control and serve Krishna.
Whatever available time is, you utilize.
Then I'm in harmony with time. If I get more time, I'll use it for Krishna. If I get less time, good. Go faster. The materialist, if he gets more time, he uses it to get in deeper trouble. And if he gets less time,
then he's cut off. So either way, you know, the doctors, they're doing everyone a favor by extending their life, and they use the extended life for extended sense gratification and get in deeper trouble. So if you get more time, you're worse off, and if you get less time, it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy either way. And the Krishna conscious person, if he gets more time or he gets less time, it's all right. Whatever. Katvanga Maharaj, he found out, how much time do I have left to live? He got a boon from the demigods, and he couldn't know how much time was left. They said, about a minute. So he just said, all right, surrendered to Krishna right then and there, made his life successful. So even a moment of time is valuable for the devotee, and for the non-devotee, even millions of years will be useless. Some other question?
Yeah. Maharaj, you said that like the sun takes away day of a person when it rises and sets. For devotee, it is not the case. Devotee doesn't take away.
No, it adds.
It adds. Inside. But the life span is fixed for every person when it comes
yes,
to the material
life. Life is fixed.
So how can we understand this?
Add means not that you get more days. That you're Krishna conscious, you were meant to live to be 35, but now you're going to live to be 92 because you're chanting Hare Krishna. No, there's no such, we don't guarantee. You know, the yogis and the bogus people, you just do this and you'll live longer. We're not selling that. You'll live however long you're meant to live. It may be 100 years, it may be 10 years. But your time will be properly spent. It will not be wasted. Yeah, Prakshit Maharaj, 7 days. That's all right. 7 days you attain perfection. And for the non-devotee, 7 lifetimes, he won't get anything. Because he wastes his time. Vimukha Chaitasa, Indriyartha. He's looking away from Krishna. He's simply interested in sense gratification. Maya sukaya paramudvahato vimudha. He's a fool, a big fool, creating a humbug civilization for illusory happiness. So his time is 100% lost. And the devotee, however much time he gets, it's enough to make his life successful. Not that it's not life extension that you get more years. No. You don't need more years. You just need Krishna consciousness. Then any time is enough. 7 days is enough. Something else? All right. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Guru Jai Guru Swami Maharaj.
Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai.